This doc, this is dictating on Barbara Grigsby. Barbara, Barbara. Grigsby is Grigsby. G as in George. Grig. G as in George again. Sby. S as in Sam. Grigsby, date of birth, 4-7-55, date of visit, 2-26-26. Please make copy for Jennifer Rake. Jennifer Rake, R-A-K-E. R as in Robert. Jennifer Rake, P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending Barbara Grigsby for evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is chronic cough. Period. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 70-year-old lady who has had a previous history for CVA. Also had COVID-19 infection. Four years ago with respiratory failure and was in a coma for over 6 weeks period. The patient was on oxygen and eventually weaned off oxygen and also had suffered two strokes and has been having persistent coughing spells for over 3 years period. She has some shortness of breath with activity period. Her most recent CTA of the chest was done on 1/25/26, which showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli, and there was bibasilar atelectasis with coarse reticular markings in the left lung base, which may suggest fibrosis. There were no mediastinal masses or lymphadenopathy, period. The patient has used bronchodilators as well as has been on Singulair and on Symbicort, period. She denies fevers, chills, and night sweats. She did have an episode of flu in December 25, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of COVID-19 infection in 2021, history of hiatal hernia repair times 4, the history of tubal ligation, and history for rheumatoid arthritis. She has some anxiety. Next paragraph. Also mentioned the patient has hyperlipidemia and nasal allergies. Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfa and iodine. Next, habits the patient denies smoking, no alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died in a auto accident, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies double vision or cataracts. She has frequent sore throat and hoarseness. She has nasal allergies and wheezing and has a persistent cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, palpitations, or leg swelling. She has depression and denies urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and no flank pains. She has No easy bruising or bleeding gums. Just some joint pains, muscle stiffness, no headache, seizures, or numbness of the extremities or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, medalist. Include duloxetine, 60 milligrams BID, montelukast, 10 milligrams daily, omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily, Symbicort inhaler, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams a day, Wegovy injection, 0.5 milligrams weekly. Sorry, 0.5 milligrams. And nebulized albuterol and ipratropium solution, QID. Azelastin nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Next paragraph, physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly white female is in no acute distress. There was no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 138 by 70, pulse 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 208, saturation 98. HENT norms, phallic pupils are reactive, sclera very clear, throat is mildly injected. Nasal mucus edematous, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, and diminished breath sounds to the periphery. Scattered visas bilaterally. There are few crackles of the left base. Heart sounds are irregular, similar to S2 with no murmuring of S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema or cap tenderness. Reflexes of breast with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes history of carpal tunnel surgery. And history of seizure disorder. Paragraph. Impression, number one, chronic cough with reactive airways. Number two is localized pulmonary fibrosis. Number three, history of COVID-19 infection with respiratory failure. Number four is rheumatoid arthritis. Number five, possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph. And number six is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. CBC, SED rate, ANA, anti-DNA, RA factor. And we'll also add Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Follow-up visit to be arranged in 4 weeks. Can you please also add in the past history? Past history also includes history of an enlarged lymph node in the left side of her neck in 1982, which was biopsied, and she was told it was sarcoid, but no specific therapy was offered. Please add that in the past history. Okay. And in the final diagnosis, I'm sorry, I finished the final diagnosis. And a follow-up to be done in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jennifer Rake, R-A-K-E, Jennifer Rake, P-A-C. Thank you.